Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature center paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Hello and welcome to Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. And tonight, this is our last Moon Magic episode of the year and our last CSNP episode of this calendar year.
Being that it's January 31st, I'm kind of...
Yes, being that it is December 31st, 2020. So it's fitting that we got to be the ones to do the last episode of 2020, and we are closing out this year with a ritual to tie up loose ends, to get rid of chaos and all of those aspects of 2020 that we would like to see gone, and usher in new things for the new year, for 2021. This year has been filled with huge amounts of chaotic energy, with uncertainty, with stress and anxiety. I know for many people, they've had to deal with job losses, chaotic home situations, with having to deal with the upheaval of having children at home and working at home and all the potential stresses and problems that can come from that. Dealing with family members that have gotten ill, dealing with family members. And when I say family members, it's your biological family as well as your chosen family who have passed from COVID-19. And layered on top of all of that is all the political uncertainty that we've had to deal with that have impacted our lives due to lack of effective leadership at the top.
Yeah.
And there's a new term I learned just a couple of days ago that is related to this year, and it's called toxic individuality. And what that means is a belief that is rooted in arrogance, lack of empathy for others, lack of a concern for the common good, that many people in this country have, although not all, that has impacted our lives in many ways. And I think that's another thing that we need to say goodbye to, vanish from our lives. And so as we look at the end of a calendar year, and here tonight it is our Gregorian calendar, there are many people that look at the day after Samhain as the beginning of their year, because for some it's the end of the Celtic year, beginning of the new Celtic year. For others, they look at the winter solstice as this time, and all of these are times that are liminal times, because it is a time where either the veil between the living and the dead is very thin, or the time where we are observing the longest number of minutes of nighttime. As we move past that time, every day after that, it's just a few seconds more, and then a few minutes more of daylight. So that's also a time of change. And in fact, we're just 10 days after the winter solstice. So we are still experiencing that change. And then we now have, and here in the Western society, Western civilization,
yeah,
people use the Gregorian calendar, where we have 365 and one-fourth days, and therefore this time, because it is a time that is marked for so many and is observed by so many, I think as the years have rolled on, it's become something that has taken on its own type of energy as well. So it's a good time to do some introspective work. It can be a good time to do transformational work. It can be a time to let things go if you need to, but also, as importantly or more importantly, it becomes a time of looking forward to something new. And I know a lot of people do New Year's resolutions. If one is going to do New Year's resolutions, I would say start very small, with something small and manageable. Take tonight and or tomorrow to do only one or two things. Do them for at least 2 weeks, although it is said that doing things 21 days in a row is better, because you can make it more likely for that habit to stick. And there are ways that you can work with elemental forces to help with transformation. One of the things that people do, that we like to do, is burn our intentions. And so we are using fire to transform those intentions into smoke, into a spirit-type form, so that the element of air can take it to whoever the recipient is, whether it's the universe or your gods and goddesses or your ancestors or whatever. You can use transformational energy to freeze things and to put them on ice. You can use transformational energies to bury things, and as organic things break down, let's say putting messages on leaves and then burying them, over time they will decay and it gets transformed by Mother Earth and all of our little decomposing friends into something useful for another living thing. So tonight, I've got our setup a little bit different because I wanted to do to mark the change. I am using, and also, there's only one cat down here in our living slash ritual area, which is good because that means it's less likely for that the others are going to come around and try to start anything.
Yep.
Do anything obnoxious, as we know they are apt to do. So I have these little tea light holders I bought years ago. They're colored. They're made out of colored glass, and there's a color associated with each of the four elements. So that is what I'm going to use to mark the elements. I also pulled out, and I used to use these all the time, but I decided to just kind of change things up for this year. And I pulled out these spheres that I have. I have many of these. They're all roughly, about 2.5 inches in diameter?
Yeah.
And they're made from many different kinds of stones. I've got one that is red jasper. Got sodalite. I also have stones that are, rose quartz. And
for the quarters you have.
Yeah.
For the quarters you have the red jasper,
mm-hmm,
and the sodalite,
mm-hmm,
and a jet, and was that aventurine?
Mm-hmm. And aventurine.
Yeah, nice and green.
Now, it's interesting about aventurine. I just have to put it out there. There's not very many good stones that are associated with air. And this came out of a Cunningham book, Crystal Gem and Mineral Magic from umpteen million years ago. And there's only a few stones, quote-unquote, associated with the element of air. And aventurine is one of them. So I've always kind of stuck with it, although, really, it's air. So use whatever you have.
Yeah.
That you feel is connected with that element.
Right.
You could use a pumice stone also. There are any number of other things. And in the middle, I have the selenite, and I've associated with this with the moon for some time now. It's kind of shimmery. It's got this kind of iridescent factor to it, and that is in the center. And I've got four votive candles that are associated with different things I want to. One thing I want to get rid of is a dark, smoky, black type color, and then three other votives to bring in new things. So that's the setup for tonight. We also have some pieces of paper,
mm-hmm,
in the event that we want to write anything down, stuff we want to get rid of, although I have done a lot of that. I think this time around I'm going to be focusing my intentions on new things, new hopes.
Yep. Because it's new year.
Because
we're talking about we're moving into the new year. So as much as, we do spend a lot of time with getting rid of and, with that kind of thing. And I think it's important, too, that if you do stuff like that, where you're writing down your, things that you want to get rid of. And we do a lot of, in the pagan world, we do a lot of that kind of stuff of writing on papers or leaves or whatever, or things we want to get rid of or things about ourselves we want to get rid of. I think it's a key factor, though, to, once you've done that, to keep in mind that you've done that and that when you write down something you want to get rid of or, just say, a personal habit you want to break or something, that writing it down and putting it in the fire sends it to the spirits, like, this is, I'm giving, getting rid of this, But then you also need to do the work of of carrying out that intention in your life as in your life. So I think it's a good idea this year to do at this point, at this time, on New Year's Eve. It's currently like 8:15, you know, on New Year's Eve night. So we only have in the Eastern time zone, we have less than 4 hours left of 2020. So what do we want to see manifest in 2021? It's probably a good focus for that. I think it's a good idea to do that, to focus on like what you want to gain or what to expect. What would you like to get out of 2021? And that could be something as simple as I want to get the opportunity to hug loved ones again. You know, we've been living in this masks and 6 feet apart and social distancing and stuff. I think that's probably a common goal for many of us.
Yeah.
Is to be able to congregate again in person and share hugs. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't need to be big. You know, I would like to gain financial freedom or a new car or a new home, and those could be important to you, and that could be certainly something you would need to focus on. But for others, it might just be a simple, like, I just want to be able to, like, be in the presence of people that I respect and love and be able to share a hug. So that's the kind of, you know, maybe that's what we want to leave. We want to, what we want to get out of 2021 that we haven't been able to, that we've had to give up in 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to be realistic and find things that you can manageably?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Manageably.
That are things that are manageable for you to manifest.
Uh-huh.
Like, you might not be able to sell your house this year and move to your dream place, dream country, dream state, but maybe you can work on some small thing to reduce clutter. Or get rid of things in your home that you know that you really have no connection to.
Mm-hmm.
Or find one thing in your house that you want to work on improving that is financially manageable for you, and let that be that one thing. Or something else small, like every other month I will read one of the books that I bought that I never read.
Yeah.
And make that a goal. There are still pagan books that we have that we've never.
There are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I started, but moved on to something else.
And we'll leaf through and like, you know, find things to reference or a little, that kind of stuff, but haven't actually sat down and read cover to cover.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good manageable goals, especially because right now, for a decent chunk of the country, it's going to still be chilly outside, quite cold. If you live in Wisconsin, as some of our northern friends call it, then it's much colder than it is here in Northern Virginia, or if you live in New England,
yeah,
or, you know, some other such place. When you are able to go outside, try to spend a few minutes outside. Make that a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make your goal, I'm going to be able to hike up to this place that you know is really long hike and a difficult hike. Make it manageable. And work on yourself, too, spiritually.
Right.
So I've talked about physical things.
But spiritual stuff, too. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe go back to some sort of thing where you are...
There's the cat.
Speak of... I'm not going to say speak of the devil. Speak of the kitty.
There you go.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, come on.
Right. There.
We spoke too soon. One of the kitties did come back. Thankfully, we haven't lit the candles yet. So, this is not going to be a very long ritual, but it is going to be, let's say goodbye and let's welcome some new things, new stuff. And there will be some personal things I'm going to write down, but I think I'm also going to have some more generalized things that we just talked about that hopefully will resonate with others as common goals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know what? We don't
after,
have...
Yeah,
yeah, if you want... Yes.
Okay.
We don't typically take calls because we typically have very few people who happen to be listening live because most people are in the habit of downloading the show at
yeah.
some point afterward. But it is, I mean... We're in the here and now. It's 8:20 Eastern Time. So, yeah, we're definitely, yeah, open to taking some calls and
yeah.
and share what did you write, David?
Experiences. Yeah, thoughts and experiences. I'm sorry. I passed a note. There was a question that came up, and I passed a note, and she can't read my writing.
this is after...
30 years
of marriage. Sometimes I can still read his writing, and other times
I have to pay attention to how I'm writing. That's all.
I had to laugh. I'm like, wow, I still can't read that chicken scratch. It's been 30 years.
Yep. Funny.
That is funny. So we are going. So yes, after we're done, we will definitely share your experiences
uh-huh.
and share any. Be open to sharing any ideas, thoughts, things that you like to do at this time of year that you want to share with others. And no, it doesn't have to be only witchy stuff. It can be like
mm-hmm.
Regular life stuff too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
So I'm going to start by taking a few deep breaths. Watching one of the kitties out of the corner of my eye. Now I'm going to start by casting a circle of intention. Of connection to those listening here and now and listening in the time to come. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around. And imagine this warm, welcoming light surrounding you and your ritual space. And the room that you are in, and the place that you inhabit. And imagine with your mind's eye that there's tendrils of light, of energy, extending out from your home to others in our community. and know that we are all in it together, and we are here with our tribe at this time and in the time to come. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred direction east and the element air into our sacred space tonight. Bless us with intellect and wisdom so that we may make sound life choices. Send us messages from our beloved dead and our deities, and send our prayers back to them. Be the winds of change that we need to bring in new hopes, new growth, new experiences, and a peaceful year to come. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred direction of south and the element of fire. We ask you to bless our homes with warmth and protection. And we ask you to bless us with that spark to keep us motivated, to keep us going during these dark, cold days of winter. Help us keep our passion for life and our love for our friends and family now and in the time to come. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and the sacred fires, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred direction west and the waters of Mother Earth, from the smallest streams to the widest rivers, and from the smallest ponds to the deepest oceans. We ask that you bless us with compassion for our fellow humans and all living things. We ask you to keep our ability to be introspective, to aid us in intuition, and to help us heal our hearts, minds, and bodies. Spirits, elementals and guardians of the west and water. We welcome you. Blessed be. And we welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred direction, north, and the earth, Mother Earth, and all of the living things that are upon this planet. Our plants, and flowers, and shrub, and herb allies, all of the living things that keep our ecosystems intact. And we ask that we be blessed with strength to keep ourselves grounded during this time of chaos. That you continue to sustain us with those physical things that we need to keep us nourished and to keep us safe from the elements. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the earth and the sacred direction of north, we welcome you. Blessed be. And we welcome into our circle the goddess of the moon. She who is known by many names from many different cultures. Luna, Selene, Artemis, Diana, Caradwyn, Hecate, Grandmother Moon, and many others from many different cultures. Bless us, guide us, watch over us. Help us heal our hearts, minds, and bodies. And with your brilliant white light, bless us with your radiance and introspection to help us look inward so that we may be better people. Help us to transform ourselves and our lives during this liminal time. Moon Goddess, by many names from many different cultures, we welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And so we're going to start, and we've talked about this many times on different shows, about energetics with spell work and how if you're doing something to get rid of something, it's also a good idea to follow that up with some sort of working large or small, to bring in something to fill that void energetically. So we are going to just light a single candle, and that is going to represent all of the crap we've dealt with this year. And David has mentioned, and we've mentioned this throughout the year, not being able to be with your friends, with your family, financial upheavals. If you work in healthcare, I can't imagine what your life is like right now. If you work in a hospital, especially if you work in intensive care, how you've managed to stay strong in the face of so much adversity is amazing.
Yeah.
And everything else that has surrounded this year. So I'm going to use one of my handy dandy tools, and this is not really what it was designed for. It's a copper
hairpin.
It's a hairpin. It's one of those hair stick thingies.
Yeah.
And a friend of ours who makes swords, he also made some of these a while back. And the last time we saw him selling at a Pagan Pride Day, mm-hmm. I got one of these. Even though my hair was shorter, I saw it and I knew exactly what I wanted to buy it for, use it for. It is heavy. I use it as a scribing tool. And I commonly will write a single word or a symbol or something on the outside of candles
mm-hmm.
before I light them. So,
yeah.
Do you want
to? Sure. So what are we getting rid of? We're getting this candle is going to represent everything that 2020 has given us. So thoughtfully given us that we want to get rid of.
You can just call it crap, or you can draw the little poo emoji.
Draw a little dumpster with a fire on it.
There you go.
I can't draw that well. So this is the 2020.
Crap be gone.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, it is a votive candle, but there are limits as to how much space you have available to write on the outside of a votive candle. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. COVID. Politics. Unemployment. The rancor that has really been fervent in our society lately. Social distancing. Might need a bigger candle.
I was joking about that, you know.
So I've written a bunch of stuff about this, some of the things that 2020 has really been for many of us. Unemployment, the social distancing, the politics stuff. This is an election year that we went through, and it has not been pretty. The discontent and the hatred that has really been a big thing. So
So as I like this one, send ill health, send chaos, send harm away. Banish all the crap from 2020. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Oh, and incidentally, the bell that I'm using is, I don't even know where we bought it a long time ago. It is a bell that is, it's got the Statue of Liberty on the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
And so this has also been dual purpose for doing justice-related stuff.
Yep.
So the next one I'm doing, I've already inscribed. This is a kind of a purple-bluish color. It's, again, all of these are candles that I've made. And I often use things that are blue and purple-colored associated with healing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have on here is better health, and yes, that's broad, but really, I mean, it kind of covers so it can cover so many things. Vaccines for all who wish to have them, who are able to get them.
Yeah.
And heal our spirit. Heal our battered spirit. This next candle I have is a dark green candle. This is one of my older ones. It has, among other essential oils, patchouli. And some other earthy smelling oils in them, and we're going to promote abundance. And prosperity. And I'm also going to add financial security. And our last candle is a white candle. And for this one, we're still reading about injustices that are still happening against members of the people of the African American community. Young people are still being targeted. People are still being shot by police with no warning. People are still being, are still accusing black teenagers of doing things, and then they've been caught on tape having lied about it.
Mm-hmm.
We still have, it's not been in the news, you have to dig around for it, we still have children in, and adults in cages and separated from their parents. It's not in the news now because COVID has overridden all of that, but that's still happening. And so with a new year and a new administration, how about some truth and justice? May we remain safe from those who wish harm intentionally or who may still harm through their thoughtlessness or carelessness or their toxic individuality. May those people in our country who have undergone injustices be given justice. May the truth be revealed. And may we enter a new day of decency, transparency, and compassion towards our fellow human beings in this new year.
Yep.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
New changes, new growth, justice, healing. For all who need help, and may the harmful, chaotic experiences of this year remain a thing to the past, of the past. There we go.
Yes.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Doing later on after we go off the air, there will be some other things because we can't really light papers inside of our home without setting off fire alarms, and I mean that's the case for many people. So We'll be writing a few things down. For those who are listening now, if there's anything that you want us to put in our little baby cauldron, you can. Or, like I said before, we will just be putting some general things into the fire to further add or lend energies of change to help move along the new year. And the nice thing about papers is that we can be much more specific about some of our things that we want to do.
So these are things we want to see happen in 2021.
Yes, so these will be manifestations for the future. And it is 8:51, so
get it rolling.
We've got a little over 3 hours left
of the year.
Woohoo!
Yep.
All righty. And as we typically do on these full moon shows, we keep the candles lit. Now, I've got the votive candles will definitely stay lit, and I'll probably keep the votive, the tea lights, or my elemental tea lights, lit as well, but I'll just transfer everything to a different space.
Yep.
But I do like to thank all of our spiritual helpers, and obviously the goddess, and hopefully if you are anywhere listening right now that you can see the moon, take a look. Last night, clouds had not moved into our area yet, and it was really bright outside, and it was just brilliant.
Yeah.
Moon. Yeah, it was in front. It was in the front of the house I saw last night. Yep. So we like to thank our goddess, who is known by many names from many different cultures, Grandmother Moon, Selene, Luna, Hecate, Carriage Wind, Artemis, Diana, and many names by many different cultures. We thank you for being with us, for lending us your wisdom and introspection, for watching over us, and for blessing us in all aspects of our life. Goddesses of the moon, of many names, by many different cultures, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention back to the north, and we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and the earth, the bones upon which we stand, source of our strength, of grounding, and the physical sustenance that we need to survive. We thank you for being with us. On this night and always, blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we turn our attention to the west, and we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred direction, west and water, for being with us this night. We thank you for blessing us with your introspection, your powers of intuition, with our abilities to be compassionate and empathetic towards our fellow creatures on this planet, and for providing that continuing source of healing for our minds, hearts, and bodies. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water, we thank you. Blessed be. and we turn our direction and our attention to the south, and we thank the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred direction south and fire for being with us tonight. We thank you for blessing us with that spark of creativity and passion. We thank you for your protective, warming hearth fires to keep the darkness and cold at bay. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire, we thank you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we turn our attention back to the east, home of the rising sun. And we thank spirits, elementals, and guardians of the air for sending our hopes and dreams and messages to our ancestors, to our deities, and to the universe. We thank you for blessing us with intellect and clear minds to allow us to make good life decisions. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we thank you. Blessed be. And we open our circle of connection and power so that these energies may go out into the world beyond. But know that even though the circle is open, we are still connected to each other. Our tribe is still here, and we are here for each other.
Indeed.
And so the circle is open, but unbroken.
Merry
meet,
merry
part, and
merry
meet
again.
Blessed
be. Yay. Okay.
And so with our remaining time, which is only just a few minutes, want people to remember to check us out on Facebook. We routinely post upcoming episodes throughout the week. We've got new episodes for 2021 from Minister Laura Gonzalez, Selena Fox, David, and myself, and Deborah Rose.
Yep.
And so what would you like to take us out with this evening?
Oh, good question, music-wise. Let's see. So what all shows with? So 2021 is upon us. How about Celia, Me and the Moon tonight? Okay. Celia's
okay.
One of our favorites. So we'll close out with hers. Me and the Moon tonight. And until then, blessed be.
Blessed be.
Yep.
And see you next year.
Ha.
Is it really gonna go like this? Is it really gonna be poor me with a stiff whiskey crutch?
Oh.
Is it really gonna end this way? I mean, I've left better deals for less than this much.
Oh.
And I'd really love to call a friend, but I'm here without a phone. I've been driving around, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here alone in my car.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.